Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
105. It's now time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. Donnie Chedrick with you until 1. Dom D. Tommaso with me behind the glass. PM team is live from Oakmont Bakery from 2 until 6. And yes, it is open to the public. So you can stop by and say hello. They will be there for the rest of the day and a little bit of a recap of the second round of the U.S. Open at Oakmont. We'll have another check-in with Jeff Hathorne in about 20 minutes. But right now on the fan hotline is Bob Walk, former Pirates pitcher, current Pirates analyst. Bob, the Pirates at Wrigley Field today. How many places in baseball better to take in a game than Wrigley Field on a Friday afternoon?
Well, probably none really better. There's some that might be just as good, just as much fun, but the atmosphere here, the stuff all going on all around the ballpark, it's a historic ballpark, of course. You think about all the history, the players that have played in here over the years. First time the Pirates and the Cubs played in this ballpark, a lot of people were arriving by horse and buggy. So there's a lot of history around here, and it is a great place to come, especially now because they've built up all around. There's so much other things to do around here. It is kind of like the world's largest sports bar a little bit, I think. But other than that, it is a really nice place. And the players also, they like coming here. Even the pitchers, because on a day when the wind's blowing in, it's not a bad place to pitch either.
Now, Bob, correct me if I'm wrong. You hit a home run at Wrigley Field way back when, correct?
Yeah, the wind was blowing out, obviously, that day. It was just a fly ball that ended up blowing out of here, the only one I ever hit, but at least I was able to check that little box. It does have some nice memories for me. This is the first visitor ballpark, first road trip I ever made was to this place. So I personally got a lot of good memories here from this park.
Oh, okay. And didn't somebody throw the ball back and almost hit you? I feel like I've seen that highlight on like Sportsnet Pittsburgh.
No. The highlight, I'm in the dugout motioning for them to throw the ball back. Because, they always throw the ball in.
Yeah.
And they threw it in, and the ball boy ran out and got it. And I was afraid he was going to chuck it into the stands. Because once the ball boy puts it in the stands, then it's gone. So,
yeah.
But we ended up getting that ball. It's probably in a cardboard box in my attic somewhere now.
So that was the only home run you ever hit?
Yep, just that one. I wasn't what you call a great hitter. I think I hit like 232 in high school.
Bob Walk, Pirates broadcaster, joining us. Some fond memories of his playing days with the Buccos when they were taking trips to Wrigley Field. Paul Skeens already has some fond memories out there, Bob. And he starts yet again today against the Cubs. Now, his first road start last season was, you know, it was his second career start, but that was the first time I think all of us took it in and said, okay, the Pirates have something special here. It was these six no-hit innings from Skeens when he struck out 11. I can't remember if you were there that day. I know it was Block and Kevin Young on the radio call, but man, that was something special, and I think people may have expectations to see something like that again today.
Well, I agree with you. That was as he was coming up, everybody's, you know, looking at him and thinking, wow, this guy is could be something else. But you never know for sure. You know, there's always like, you know, we've seen over the years a lot of guys with great physical abilities and they don't pan out the way you think they should. So, you know, when the guy like him comes up, you want to see it actually out here on the field at the big league level. How are they going to react? And just his second game to come up with an outing like that. Yeah, everybody took notice and knew that, hey, this guy is for real, and you know, we might have a generational type talent out here on the mound for us. And now, a year later, yeah, he is definitely that pitcher. We know that now for sure. And every time he takes the mound, it could be something. It could be a no hitter. Who knows? Today he probably has a little bit of a chip on his shoulder because the last time he faced the Cubs at our place, they actually did pretty well off him. He was a little wild that day, and he gave up some long balls. So I think he's got something to prove to these guys today. It's going to be a little damp out here. Maybe the ball won't be carrying too well. I don't know. We'll see. But I think, as always, I have high hopes for Skeens every time he takes the mound, and always think we're going to come away with a W.
Yeah, that was the game you referenced the last time he faced the Cubs on May 1st. That was the game where a few people started to ring some alarm bells because he only went five. He allowed three runs. He walked four, only struck out two. He gave up the three home runs. And people wondered, oh, man, like is Paul Skeens, you know, is this a sophomore slump? Is he not going to be as great as we all expected? He has proceeded to look like the most dominant pitcher in baseball pretty much since then. Certainly since that start against the Mets on May 12th, so about a month ago now, he has just been on another level of what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, you see that. I don't care who you are. I mean, I came up my rookie year. I pitched with the same rotation as Steve Kaltman, and he is one of the all-time greats. I mean, unbelievable starting pitcher, and he was in his mid-30s then, so he maybe wasn't quite as dominating as he was when he was younger, but he still won the Cy Young Award that year. But it was the same with him. He would just go out, and you would expect him to dominate and beat everybody. But occasionally, he would go out there and he would look human, or maybe once or twice all year. And that's going to be kind of how Skeens is too. That there will be some games where, you know, he gives up a couple of home runs and goes five innings. And, you know, you think, wow, is he okay? Is there something wrong with him? But these type of guys, unless they really are hurt, they're going to come bounce back and they're going to be, you know, better than they were, you know, when they were, you know, pitching before the bad game. And that's exactly what he has already showed us.
Do you think he has a chance to be the first starting pitcher with a losing record to win the Cy Young?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't think he's going to end up with a losing record for one thing. I think he'll end up with a winning record. But things are changing with the Cy Young as far as, the wins and losses. I think wins now are probably, if you got two guys that you're not sure about, they're even, they're about the same. Wins might be a tiebreaker in your voting, something like that. So, I would like to see him pick up some more wins. I was really rooting. He was a one out away from picking up the win last time, but they're trying to keep him under 100 pitches, and I think he wants to stay under 100 pitches. So wins are going to be tough for him if he can't break that century mark every now and then.
When do you feel there was that change in baseball where wins and losses weren't viewed as important as they once were?
Well, I think it's when pitching, you know, the past the sixth, seventh, eighth inning, you can't get wins unless you know, the seventh and eighth inning is where you have to get to get W's. If you leave in the fifth and sixth, too much stuff can happen after you leave the game, and you're going to lose a lot of wins over the course of 6 months because of that. So when starting pitchers started going five and six innings, which is more the norm nowadays, then people started thinking, well, wins aren't that important. It's more about, his spin rate and all that kind of stuff. So, that's the kind of thing that baseball has embraced. And so we're in that mode now, and the W's are really downplayed. You know, there's a lot of old school type things like RBIs are downplayed, which I think is a shame because that's how you win games, is you score a run. So I want guys to knock them in. I think that that's a shame too, that we don't look at run producers like we used to either, that, you know, it's all about OPS and other internal type metrics. But it's still baseball, and whoever scores the most runs today is going to come away with a W. And when it's all said and done, W's is what put people in the seats too. So it still definitely has an importance.
Speaking of W's, Don Kelly, just over a month into his tenure as Pirates skipper, 32 games now for Kelly. The team is 500, 16-16. And just for reference for people out there listening, they were 12-26 with Derek Shelton through the first 38 games. So Kelly will have a far superior record than what Shelton did in 2025. Just get into that a little bit, Bob, how the team has responded to the managerial change and how they're playing better overall under Kelly.
I think mainly it's the offense has done better. You know, they're still not doing great, but we put up a graphic yesterday in our open that showed that what the offense has been doing. I don't know what Greg, what was that? At last 2 weeks, last month, something like that. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember now what it was, but anyway, it showed that our numbers were getting kind of like a league average type feel to it. And that is, if we could do that with our pitching, then we're going to win more than we lose. If that's the way the feeling was at the beginning of the year. And then our offense didn't come anywhere near league average, and we started losing a ton of games. So that, I think, has been the biggest change. Also, I think the bullpen has become more dependable. And the one difference that I see is that Donnie has become very aggressive with the bullpen and, you know, with who he brings in. When he, like the other day, bringing in Santana in the sixth inning because he felt that's when the game was going to be won or lost, was in that sixth inning. And Santana came in, shut things down, and we ended up winning the ball game. You know, those are the kind of things that, the differences that I see Donnie making. And as you pointed out, you know, there's a different feeling on the team. When you walk in the clubhouse, there's a different vibe. Now, is that a product of winning more games, or is that vibe, that difference in the clubhouse creating more wins? I'm not really sure which is which on that, but I do feel that around the team.
Somebody else who we talked about right at the start of the season, Bob, was David Bednar, who got off to that horrible start in Miami when he took a couple of losses. The ERA was, it was like the infinity symbol, but he has really settled down since his return from AAA Indianapolis. What has he done to really change things back into being the David Bednar of old?
His stuff is the same. It looks like he's throwing a few more strikes, a little bit better command, especially with his curveball. And I think his confidence is back. And that also, we can go back to Donnie for that. Right away, Donnie said, okay, he's my ninth inning guy. I mean, he hasn't publicly said that. He stayed away from saying that, but his actions speak louder than words. Most of the time now, when it's a save situation, by far most of the time, it's Bednar, unless he's already thrown, two or three days in a row. And so I think that's given Bednar some of his confidence back too, knowing that, hey, if I go out there and I have a bad game, I'm still going to, you know, have my job at the end of the day, and I'll be back out there again tomorrow. And I think that has helped Bednar quite a bit also.
A couple of these guys in the bullpen too, who, I mean, I would say around baseball are, you know, just kind of run-of-the-mill, like, I don't want to call them nobodies, but just kind of run-of-the-mill players. Caleb Ferguson, Chase Shugart, they've been pretty good out of that Pirates bullpen. ERA barely above 3. They almost have matching ERAs. And, you know, it's not like they haven't pitched at all. Like, these guys have pitched in 25-plus games.
Well, they're doing the job out there. They're pitching well. And anytime somebody has good numbers, you know, I always like to give all the credit to the players or the pitchers or whatever it be. And in this case, they're getting the job done. They're making the pitches, and, you know, they're being aggressive. They're throwing strikes. But at the same time, and this is especially true with relievers almost more than anybody else out there, a lot of it is how they're being used. And I think that, you know, that's another feather in Donnie's cap is, yeah, he's very aggressive with that bullpen, but he's putting them in positions to where they can succeed. And they are, you know, they're doing well and justifying the fate that Donnie has in these guys.
It might be tough to ask you to speculate on this, but if Don Kelly had started the season as the manager and you take out those 38 games from Derek Shelton, do you think this team is much closer to contention and much closer in the NL Central than what they are right now?
You know, I don't know, maybe a little closer, but to be honest with you, with the offense that we had on display in those first, say, 6-7 weeks of the season, you know, Connie Mack wouldn't have won any games with this team. It was really rough. You know, with all the close 1-1 games where, you know, we had chances to score 2 or 3 runs and didn't, and a lot of wins slipped out of our hands because the offense just could not generate any run support for the pitching staff. So, and that's awfully tough to, you know, to have to go out there and, you know, and win 2-1 every single night. But, you know, speculating about, you know, what Donnie could have done or what he couldn't do, you know, I don't think matters. It's all about what he's doing now. And that's what's important. Focus on the here and the now and what's going to happen the rest of the year. You know, see if we can at least push up toward that 500 mark. That would be, I think, a pretty good success at this point if we could get up near that from, you know, where we started, say, a month ago.
Paul Skeens was the big-name pitcher that got called up last season. The big-name pitcher for this season we are awaiting is Bubba Chandler. How much have you looked into his stuff since we kind of anticipate and just kind of wait for his major league debut?
Well, I'm an older guy, and so I don't pay nearly as much attention to the minor leagues as other people do. I mean, you know, when I was playing back then, yeah, I mean, you didn't even know minor leagues or names hardly. So when they got here, then you knew who they were, and you're like, okay, let's see what you can do. And that's kind of the way I still am at this time. I know he's an outstanding talent. He's got a very good arm. Just a couple of days ago, though, I think I saw, I don't know what his final line looked like, but he had like a third of an inning and he'd already walked 4 guys. So I think maybe there's some issues that he's still working on down there, but we'll probably see him before the end of the year, I'm sure.
Bob, I know we are a month or so away from the trade deadline, but just the way that baseball works, the way the Pirates look right now, it looks like a team that will be selling once we get to late July. From the mindset of a player, and I think that Andrew Heaney here as a starting pitcher, as you were, he's going to be a player that almost surely gets moved. What's the mindset like for that guy knowing, like, yeah, I'm probably going to be on a new team in a month and a half? Like, how do they go into, you know, each and every day, each and every start? Is it any different than the beginning of the season?
Well, I think it's different for all the different players. Like, if you've been a guy that's been with one team for a long time and you're happy there, I mean, you do not want to be traded. You know, it might happen. It's a business. The reality is there all the time, but it's out of your hands. You don't fret about it. It either happens or it doesn't. you know, somebody like Heaney, who's played with a number of teams, this is something he's been around a lot. And at his age, anytime you're on a one-year contract, yeah, if you're doing well, you're going to possibly be moved. And, you know, to look at it like this, it's not like he's been a longtime Pirate that we're, you know, maybe he really does like it here and wants to stay. But he's also, if he's moved, he's probably going somewhere that's a contender, that's going to go to the playoffs, or at least is close to that. And so, you know, you're at this stage, you're kind of a, you know, one of those have gun, will travel type guys. And, you know, left-handed pitching, you know, those guys bounce around a ton toward the end of their careers, and they get used to it. But, you know, the guys that have been here a while, you know, no, I'm going to throw McCutcheon's name out there. There's no chance he's getting traded, but if somebody like that who's been in an organization for a long, long time, the last thing he wants to hear is his name be that person. With, you know, like I said, I use McCutcheon, but probably the wrong guy to use here, but I'm doing that just as an example of somebody that's been with a team for a long time. It'll bother guys like that more than other guys.
Bob Walk, former Pirates pitcher, current Pirates analyst. Bob, thanks for taking the time.
All right, Donnie. Take care. I'll talk to you later.
There we go. Bob Walk, Pirates broadcaster. It was fun to reminisce about some of those early memories for Bob out in Chicago. I knew that he had a home run at Wrigley Field. I did not know it was his only home run. 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. You can hit us on the fan text line at that same number, which is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.